It's time for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
The older we get, the bigger our ears get. Over 50 years, our ears could grow an average of just under half an inch. If that's the average, does that mean some people's grow a whole inch? If you're a big-bodied, big-headed, no-neck monster type, think defensive lineman, no problem. If you're the more petite type with a smallish round head, that could be a problem. I've been thinking off and on about ears ever since I was read Little Red Riding Hood for the first time. Little Red Riding Hood's exclamation, "Oh, grandmother, what big ears you have," inspired me to sit in church every Sunday and stare at the ears for everyone who looked old enough to be a grandmother, which, when you are two, is just about everyone. There's a logical explanation for lengthening ears for every woman who has worn dangling earrings for decades. But it's not a gender problem. A writer for the British national newspaper, The Guardian, said his ears got larger as he grew older. "Now it's becoming embarrassing," he complained, and asked, "Are there any pills you can take to shrink them? Never mind penis enlargement. I'm looking for ear reduction." The scientific explanation is that although bones stop growing after puberty and muscle and fat cells slow down, cartilage keeps right on growing until the day we die. Cartilage is what ears and noses are made of. And to accentuate, literally, the problem, at the same time cartilage is growing, our earlobes elongate from gravity, with or without earrings. What puzzles me is, if our ears are getting bigger as we grow older, why is our hearing getting worse? You'd think with bigger ears, our hearing would improve to where an older son would not have to keep asking, "Mom, do you have your hearing aids in?" Years back, I ran into an old friend at a banquet. He is both a visionary and enthusiastic, an enthusiastic visionary. And he immediately launched into an explanation of an idea he had for direct medical care that could cut costs by 30% with better outcomes and improve patient satisfaction. Actually, he succeeded with that idea. It's a reality now. A friend joined us and with a grin asked, "Is he pinning your ears back?" "No," I said, but feeling a downward tug, "he might be making them longer." There are both advantages and disadvantages to longer ears. It could be a disadvantage if you have a tin ear, or having it docked off, or lending it, or are wet behind them, if they're burning, red, ringing, or flapping. It could be an advantage if it's music to your ears. Can't believe your ears have an ear to the ground, or half an ear, are keeping an ear out for, cannot believe your ears, or are playing it by ear. It's really true, according to the Dr. Oz show. Older people have larger ears. Noses, too. Let's not talk about noses now.
Join us again for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure. You can listen to Slice of Life through Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcast platforms. Learn more by going to kccu.org.